things out there, and that's pretty much it. You know, it's pretty similar to what I did up in New Hampshire, so I think that'll definitely help out.
Is it weird to sort of turn the switch from fan to now being a player on the team?
Yeah, it is, but at the end of the day, it's still football, so going out there and playing.
What was life like in the 700 level for you?
I have some good stories up there. None that I can repeat, but it was pretty fun. It's pretty fun.
What's it like to follow the team, you know, growing up and now trying to realize you're doing it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I always said I wanted to play for the Eagles. I always said I wanted to play in the NFL. And now that it finally happened, it's a pretty unbelievable feeling. You know, a lot of hard work has gone into it, and now that it's all paid off, it's very rewarding.
What do you remember about that week in Jacksonville?
Thanks, Ben. It was just a blast. It was a blast. They lost. I was bummed about that, but it was just a crazy experience. You know, not a lot of kids get to go to the Super Bowl. I was fortunate enough that my dad took me, and it was a great weekend, and a weekend I'll never forget.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I do. I have a sister. She was an athlete, too, Division I gymnast for University of Denver. She's a huge sports fan, probably the craziest sports fan I know out of any woman I know.
She get into fights in the
700
level?
I didn't personally. No. Oh, my sister. No, she was. I don't think she was. She even went because that was back in the time when we only had two tickets. It was just me and my dad. It was a father son thing.
Do you know much about Chip Kelly? I mean, the New Hampshire roots. I mean, when you were in school, talked about it. Have you met him before?
Yeah, Coach Mack up at school. They keep in contact a lot. That was one thing. You know, Coach Mack used to say, you know, I just talked to Coach Kelly and stuff. Coach Kelly came back quite a few times. He talked to our team a few times, you know, spread a message, give him some words of wisdom.
What were some of his messages when he came to visit? Anything that stick with you?
I remember one specifically. Unfortunately, when he came back my junior year, I was hurt. I wasn't playing. But he's talking about practice and, like, practice habits. And, you know, you're wearing that backpack in each rep. You put that in your backpack for, like, the games so you can take that out. And each rep you do during practice reflects on each rep during games.
Play tempo out there?
I'm sorry, what was that?
They play tempo out
there? Yes. Yeah, we went on no huddle. We had our tempo plays, fast pace. That was pretty – it's pretty fun. Scored a lot of points. Definitely a system. When I was talking to the coaches and Coach Stalin, it was the learning curve wouldn't be as great for me. And when I made the decision, that was pretty much the main factor. I'm pretty familiar with the system, you know, the zone scheme and all that. And I think that if there's one scheme that'll help me succeed in the NFL, it's definitely this one.
A lot of guys who offensive linemen who were here when we got here, which is pretty much all of them, they had a hard time sort of getting up to speed with the speed. Do you think that's an advantage for you, knowing what's expected?
It is, but no matter where you play at in college, and you know, I play at FCS, this is the NFL now, so everything's faster. So that's still going to be an adjustment no matter how fast we played up at school.
What's your goal? What's your, you know, where you want to be in 6 months, 2 years?
No, I want to be playing. You know, I want to be a major contributor to the team. 53-man roster would be great. But anyway, if it's practice squad, you know, any way I can help contribute to the team, that's my goal.
What do you think you do most?
Just go out there and show that I belong here. Just go out there, play every rep like it's my last, and, you know, just give it 100%.
In terms of center guard, what's your flexibility?
I can do both. During college, I only played center. I played a little bit in high school, but I think it'd be a little easier transition going from center to guard than like guard to tackle or something. So I think it's definitely something I'm capable of doing.
How much do you expect to be being the only center here in camp?
It means more reps. So you know, I gotta embrace it and just attack it. You know, it's gonna be pretty grueling, but just the more reps I get, the better off I'll be.
Couple more for Micah.
Do you think your dad will buy Eagles tickets if you have to play for somebody else?
Yeah, I think so. yeah.
What's his name?
Silvio.
S-I-L-V-I-O.
Mm. How many other teams were talking to?
The Falcons and Raiders were the two other teams that made a hard push. I was also talking to, I talked to, I believe it was 11 teams leading up to the draft, the 2 weeks.
Thanks, guys.
Cool.
All right, thank you.
Guys, we'll take questions for Brian. to take time to just fill in some seats. Go ahead.
Were you surprised they selected you?
Maybe a little bit, but I know when I visited here, I felt like I did a good job of impressing them, and I felt comfortable with the coaches. And, you know, I think they saw that I fit really well into their scheme. And just with our last pick, I think that's what they decided, that I could be a contributor to this team.
What's the transition that the two-gapping take? I mean, how long is that going to
be? It's definitely a little bit different. We did a little bit of kind of a base 3-4 at Boston College, just, you know, here and there. There's definitely some differences to it, some stuff I got to get used to, but I think it'll be a decently smooth transition. It's a position that I project well to, you know, with my size. So I think I was going to play in a 3-4 no matter what, and I'm excited to play in this one.
Chip was talking to us about your athletic numbers, the vertical, the 4-8, 40. Have you always been really athletic for your size? Or?
Yeah, I'd say I've been pretty decently athletic for my size, and then just being able to this winter train and all that stuff, I think, made that even better.
Did you feel like you were playing in a scheme that wasn't maybe tailored perfect for you?
I mean, I wouldn't say that. Just when you're going into college, you don't have, you know, as much knowledge of that. And plus, we had a coaching turnover. So I think I definitely project better, you know, as a 3-4 end. But in college, and especially because, like I said, we did some 3-4, and then we had a bunch of different blitz packages where I rushed from a, you know, a wide nine to a three technique to a nose all over the place. So I played a little bit of everything.
How well do you know some of the BC guys in the building, Ryan Day, Bill McGovern?
Yeah, I know them pretty well. Coach Day was our offensive coordinator up till last year. Coach McGovern was my defensive coordinator freshman, sophomore year. And then Coach Dawson was assistant D-line coach my freshman year. So I know them all pretty well.
Ryan, what have your early impressions been of working with Jerry Eisenhower?
He's great. You know, you can tell just how much he knows. Everyone that I've talked to has a lot of respect for him as a coach. He just brings a wealth of knowledge, and I look forward to continuing to work with him.
How many visits did you have during the pre-draft process?
Just here was my only visit, and then I worked out in New England.
We read that Chip does things differently, and the scouts here do things a little differently in terms of, you know, checking things out. Like, I mean, there's been stuff about measuring knee size and all this. Was it different when you went through it with the Eagles versus anybody else you met with, combine or other places?
Yeah, a little bit. They did some of that stuff, measuring knee and wrist and stuff like that. And then just some, when I was visiting here, did some different flexibility tests. But you can tell they're, you know, over the sports science division over here, they're really in tune with kind of the technology of what goes into making somebody a good player.
How much weight do they say you can put on your frame?
Probably 15 to 20 pounds more, I would say.
So what are you now?
I'm 300 now.
Was that the main reason for the knee and the wrist measurements?
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to ask them. I don't know that much into it, but it's something like that, yeah.
How do you think your size helps you as a two-gapper?
I think mostly my length, arm length, just being able to get players away from me and then being able to get rid of them. I think they look for guys that have not only tall but longer arms so you can extend well. I actually hit it in high school, like, end of my freshman year. So, like, beginning of my freshman year of high school, I think I was 5'11". And then by the next year, I was 6'4". And then the next year, I was 6'7". So it was all in the span of about 2 years.
Have you seen Frank Mays yet?
Yeah.
Who's taller?
I'm not sure. It's probably pretty close.
Were you pushed toward hoops at all, or...?
No, like I said, I wasn't always that tall growing up, and I actually played hockey when I was younger. Our family was a hockey family. My brother played college hockey at Colgate, so that was always our winter sport in our house.
Any other questions, guys?
Thank you.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks.
You transferred. It didn't really work out like you hoped, I'm guessing. Why do you think that was?
Well, it was the little things. You know, things happen, and you can't just, you know, sit down and pout about it. You just got to keep it moving, and that's what I did.
there was an academic issue, but you were a graduate student. Were they holding you to a different standard than?
Well, yeah. Of course, you know, I was in graduate school. You know, it's a lot tougher than some of the classes the other guys were taking. So, you know, unfortunately, that's what happened, and I just dealt with it.
Now, the Eagles drafted in your dad, is that right? Yeah. In '79?
I don't know the exact year, but it was during the 70s.
What did you learn from him about that whole experience?
Well, I mean, he was excited, you know, to be drafted to an NFL program. You know, for anybody at that matter to get drafted somewhere, you know, that's exceptional. You know, and you know, the family's gonna be happy, you know, and my father was, and he had his term here, and you know.
How do you react to you getting signed by the Eagles?
Oh, he was elated. You know, he was happy, surprised, you know, because at this time I could have went somewhere, you know, other than the Eagles. But, you know, it was close to home, you know, and I have a lot of family here, so I figured why not.
A year ago when you were in Miami, I believe you had said that you had like a mid-round grade. How disappointing was it to transfer and try to raise that grade and then end up undrafted?
Well, it's disappointing, you know, obviously. But, you know, like I said, things happen. And, you know, you can't just pout. You can't, you know, get under the bus. You can't blame anybody but yourself. And that's what I did. I did some things. You know, I messed up, and I dealt with it. But, you know, I have an opportunity here, and I'm going to run with it.
How good? They didn't draft any offensive linemen. I'm sure you noticed that before you signed.
Yeah. Well, it could be a blessing in disguise.
How aware were you of that and as you were making your decision where to sign that they did not draft an offensive lineman?
Well, talking with Coach Stallion, you know, he told me, you know, you're the one guy that we want here. You know, we didn't draft any linemen, so you got to make a name for yourself. And you got to put in the time and the effort in the weight room, in the film room, and show that you want to be here. And that's what I'm going to do.
As a freshman at Miami, how well did you know
Stallion? Very well. You know, Philly guy, the Italian, you know, bloodline, fiery dude. He expects a lot out of his players, not just his first-round talent, you know, everybody. And, you know, I respect him a lot, and he's a good person.
Have you spoken to him at all at any point after he left Miami?
It was at one point he called all of us, you know, all the guys he recruited, and, you know, he just let us know that he wasn't going to be a part of the team anymore, and, you know, for his reasons, you know, and we could understand that, so... You know, we said our goodbyes, and that was it.
So he was your position coach. Did he recruit you as well?
He did.
He did.
Okay. Yeah.
What did you play, guard, tackle? I mean, how are your reps split up, and what do you think you're going to be looking
today?
Both in college, and now what do you think you're being looking
at? Well, college, I played all four positions. At UCLA, I played two positions. Here, you know, obviously, Coach Stallion talks about being flexible, you know, being able to play multiple positions. And right now I'm at right tackle, but, you know, he brings it up to me every day, you know, be ready for guard, left guard, or right guard. So I just got to be mentally prepared.
What's it like being reunited with Coach Stallion?
It's fun.
I imagine you grew up a big Eagles fan, right?
Oh, yeah.
And what would it mean now that you're here, you're in the building, what would it mean for you to, you know, be able to make this team, whether it's practice squad or even the 53-man roster?
Don't take nothing for granted. You know, just put all your effort out into anything that comes across your table. You know, it's a blessing, you know.
Who were your favorite Eagles growing up?
Trey Thomas, Brian Dawkins, Hugh Douglas, you know, the D lineman, Trotter.
Did you go to games or was it just watching it?
I went to a couple games, but not a lot.
Last couple from Malcolm. What do you think are your strengths as a player right now, and what do you need to work on?
Well, first I need to get in shape, but my strengths, I'm a physical player. Love being physical. My footwork is good, but it all starts with being in shape. You know, you can't go anywhere if you know dogging it, and you know you're not in shape, you're sweating, you know. you're not making good plays because you're tired. So I know I got to be in shape. I got to be at the right weight. And
thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
How frustrating was the whole process of putting up these numbers and not getting the notoriety that some other people were getting, and the invitations and the opportunities?
To me, it wasn't, a frustrating feeling. It was a more of a, I have a lot still to prove. Even though the numbers I had, the records I broke and stuff like that, I still got a lot of work to do. So, I had to prove it on another level. And that's why I'm here, and I'm ready, and I'm, preparing myself for a fight and, let my play do the talking and not my numbers.
What was the Eagles' interest in you leading up to the pre-draft process?
The Eagles came to my school during the season. They talked to me. They came to my pro day. I came for a local visit. So they were pretty in the buzz for a long time, so.
I saw Jordan Matthews, I think, tweeted at you right before you signed. What's your relationship with him? How do you know him?
Well, I actually don't know him too well, but, once I saw it, that's when it seeped in, and I knew it was real. And I was so ecstatic at the time. I was happy, but I'm still trying to, pinch myself. Is it real? And once I opened my phone and saw that he tweeted, "Welcome to the family," I said, all right, let's go. It's time. So, it definitely made me happy, and it definitely made me feel part of the team and part of family.
I know you probably had envisioned what today was like, or the first couple of days. The fact that you're in the building, getting ready, getting sized, what's that like versus what you thought it would be like?
It's a new feeling. It's better than I thought it was. It's everything everything I dreamed of. To be here in this situation, to be here under Chip Kelly and the Eagles, it's the best feeling in the world. And going from Eagles fan growing up to now being a part of the Eagles, it's just like, wow, it's a great feeling. And I'm proud to call myself an Eagle.
You played a lot of different positions at Del Valle early on. What did that do for you? Did it just give you what was the benefit of that?
During my college career at Del Valle University, they had me at certain positions, and as I got older and more mature and more mentally, stable, my position to start changing. I gained a bigger role in the receiver core, and it was always a process, and that's what I learned here. Here was going to be a process. So now I understand that you got to get ready mentally. This game is mental. So once you get that down pat, that's when you start to become the player that you always dreamed to be.
Is it hard to turn the page from being a fan to being a player on the team?
No, it's not hard at all, because I have that drive, that passion, that everything that Philly is, and I'm trying to bring it to this football team, and I'm excited, and I'm going to wear that chip on my shoulder, coming from a small school and, being a fan to now being a player, and I'm going to give it everything I got every day.
Guys in a locker room, they were playing in front of 70, 80, 90,000 people on Saturdays. I know you guys drew pretty well for a D3 school up there, but when you watched these guys playing in front of huge crowds and bowl games and everything, did you ever kind of feel like you were missing out on something, or a little envy, or were you just kind of real content to be in your little spot?
Well, of course, I always had expectations to play at those big schools, but it never happened. I see it on TV, and I see, guys playing in front of big crowds, and I say to myself, I can be that person. And, I'm just excited to be here. I'm excited to compete. And, regardless of all those things, it doesn't even matter anymore, because it's done. Now it's time to compete and compete against the best people in the world. So, now it's take full advantage of my opportunity. I'm going to do it.
Last couple for Rashid, guys.
I guess the quality of defensive backs on that level was up and down. How much of an adjustment is it going to be, once you get out there and start facing these guys faster, bigger, more athletic?
Well, at the end of the day, football is football. And, you know, what we preach here is, you know, now that I've been here for a couple of days, technique beats talent. So once I get that technique and that mental rep all down pat, I'm going to adjust. And, you know, that's what I've always said to myself. I'm going to be adaptive and I'm going to adjust to my opponent, and I've done it. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge, but I'm putting myself to the challenge and holding myself to it.
How fortunate do you think you were that your last year was Aaron Miller's last year? I mean, the fact that, you know, you had a guy throw the ball to you, could get the ball to you.
It was a blessing in disguise. Me and him put a lot of work in, and I've noticed over time, you can't be the player that you want to be if you don't work hard. And that's what we did. We sacrificed summers, and it was just me and him. We would be thrown in the dark, you know, outside. So, you know, those are the things it took for me to, you know, to have the season I had and all the dedication, and it was just time for me to have a big year, and it happened my senior year.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Not yet. You know, this was our first day in practice, and you know, right now, you know, no one knows. You know, I can play corner, nickel, or safety. You know, that we just going to see in the next couple of days.
Randall, how would you compare this day to when you were a walk on at Kansas State and walking onto that Manhattan campus for the first time?
It's the same thing. You know, I still got to have that walk-on mentality. You know, I still got to have that underdog that I got to earn it, you know, because even though I'm at a new organization, you know, I'm not starting right now. So, you know, I still got to earn my position. I got to earn that 53-man roster. So I think I'm just, you know, it stays the same.
How much do you think that walk-on mentality that you just described, how much do you think that helped you in Kansas State and then helped you get to this point?
You know, it helped me from a long standpoint that, you know, everything was not given to me. I had to earn it. So, you know, just once I did get on scholarship at Kansas State University, you know, that I earned that, you know. I just didn't get that handed out.
Because the Eagles need defensive help, and they brought in a lot of defensive backs, especially through the draft. Do you feel like you could be a guy, even though you were drafted in the sixth round, that could make an immediate impact here?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, once I just gained the coach's trust and that I can do everything, I can make all the plays, make all the right techniques that they have, I'm pretty sure.
Playing the Big 12 where you throw the ball all over the place, how much do you think that's helped you as you get to the next level?
You know, I think it helped me a lot because obviously they throw the ball in the NFL, and now you got guys, quarterbacks that can throw the ball 70, 60 yards. So, you know, being in the Big 12 with straight pass, you know, that I think that won't be the issue. The issue will be more of just coming down, tackling, and doing all the other stuff.
Which position, safety or corner, are your skills better suited
for? That's a tough question. You know, I never look at it like that. I try to look at it as I can play both, being versatile. And the most I played was nickel at Kansas State University, so that's kind of a safety and a corner. So I'm in between.
What did you most enjoy playing?
Nickel, because, you know, that was the first time I got on the field at Kansas State University. You know, that was the one spot that was open, and, you know, coach told me he think I should play nickel, and, you know, during that time, we had a older guy, and I just watched him play the game, because I didn't come out just knowing it. You know, it took me about five weeks to actually get everything down packed playing nickel, and once I did it, you know, nickel is harder than playing cornerback, because you're in the middle of the field too, so it's more challenging, and I like to take the challenge.
What were your responsibilities as a nickel? Did you have to cover only slot receivers? Could you cover wide receivers? Did you have to support a lot in the run?
It was a little bit of both, you know, because you're in that middle, so you got to cover the slot receivers, and those are usually the fastest guys. And also, you know, sometimes they get wide receivers to switch, so sometimes I stuck the receivers too, and in a run game, you got to be a force in that run game. You know, if I'm in the middle, being it could be 8-man in a box, and, you know, I can contribute to the run game.
Ever against a tight end, or generally didn't cover?
Yeah, depending on at Kansas State, it was depending on the formation. Like we played Utah, and They was a formation that they wasn't a spread team. They was more of a run team, and that was me more sticking the tight end.
When you first walked on, was the NFL something on your radar that you thought you were going to get to eventually, or were you just focused on college at that time?
You know, that came a long time ago when I was a child that I wanted to play in the NFL. You know, so when playing high school, you know, that's everybody's goal, to play in the NFL. And, you know, just me taking that walk-on route, you know, that's still, you know, my job. I want to play in the NFL. So, you know, even though I took the long road, you know, it came out successful. And, you know, it doesn't stop now. I got to start over again and hopefully, you know, have a wonderful career.
When you come into the NFL, there's, you know, obviously more money, more chances of distractions, especially off it. You know, has the team talked to you, or even to this point, about the ways to stay out of trouble, make sure your focus stays strictly on the field?
Yeah, you know, at Kansas State, we got guys in the NFL already. So, you know, they called me and, you know, congratulated me. And, you know, they gave me the rundown on everything in the NFL, you know, how things go, you know, how you need to save your money because, you know, it can be going so quick. You know, you never know when it's going to be your last day in the NFL.
When did they put you on scholarship?
After my redshirt sophomore year.
Did you go there with kind of a semi-understanding that if you played well that – scholarship waiting for you?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, Coach came, when he came to my high school, one of the recruits, and, you know, he just told me, you know, they very interested in me walking on. And, you know, the main issue was just how they treat walk-ons, you know. But when I went to K-State, you know, they treated me like I was a scholarship guy. You know, nothing was different, you know, just probably a couple things, and, you know, they welcomed me.
We're talking about Chip said he knows he's getting a Bill Snyder coach player. What does that mean to you? I mean, what did Bill Snyder give you that's pretty unique?
You know, he hard work. You know, that's the number one thing I can say about Bill Snyder. Because at Kansas State University, we don't get the 5-star, 4-star recruits. We get the 3-star, 2-star walk-ons. So we got to work hard like an Alabama team or Ohio State. We got to work hard like them just so we can be successful in the Big 12. And it went a long way in our career because we had a lot of walk-ons that just came out this senior year, and we had a successful career from 2010.
Last couple, so you probably know the nickel situation that case. Did you get a chance to really press coverage while you, like, when you got on the field?
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. You know, just depending on our schemes for the game, we did play press, you know, but for the most part, you know, we at Kansas State, we breed on not giving up the deep balls, and that's mainly why we was an all team, because we don't want to give up deep balls. You know, you can give up the 2, 3, 5 yards, but, you know, the deep balls is what will put you out the game.
On Saturday, you said you planned on calling Sproles or texting Sproles. Have you spoken to him yet?
Yes, I did. You know, I talked to him when I got here yesterday. You know, he definitely welcomed me in and, you know, took me in as a brother. And, you know, I'm very excited that I got someone who played at Kansas State because, you know, if I ever need anything, you know, I'm sure he'll be there to help.
Okay, thanks, guys. We're going to keep it rolling here. Thank you very much.
Hey, Nelson, can you tell me about, I was talking to T. Martin about when they told you you were going to be the punt returner, and you weren't real enthusiastic about it. You'd never done that before. Tell me about that whole discussion.
Well, I played punt return in high school, but I never returned in college. And, you know, I wanted to help the guys, you know, get on the field, however it's going to happen. You know, I thought there were other guys that could have probably played the position. You know, but Coach felt like he wanted to give me the responsibility of being the returner. So the conversation was kind of jokey back and forth, but I knew push came to shove. If it was something that we needed for me to do to win the game, I was going to do it.
He said they always trusted you with whatever they needed done.
I think that comes from, you know, just hard work and, you know, commitment. I've always committed to, you know, the team and the organization and, you know, doing things the right way, so... When I did that, it just came down to, you know, crunch time, you know, give me a shot.
It's not always the case that rookies can come in here, whether you're a first-round pick or seventh-round pick, come in and make an immediate impact. But in this situation and for yourself, do you feel like you're able to come in here and make an impact here in this offense right away in week one?
that's not the conversation right now. The conversation is about me getting better. You know, today was a great day. You know, got out there, you know, kind of understood a little bit more the NFL speed. You know, put some things on film to learn from. You know, when week one comes, I think that'll be an easier conversation for us to have. But right now, it's all about me trying to find myself.
But that has to be your mentality, though, that I can make an impact, whether, you know, right away, right?
My mentality is to progress. I want to be a better player today. I want to be a better player tomorrow. I'm not worried about, you know, saying that I'm the guy right now. I'm about getting better every day. And I let the chips fall where they may from there.
How many of you were the third first-round pick to sign? Was that a priority for you to sign quickly?
It didn't matter to me. I think it's something the organization wanted to do, and, you know, I'm here to do, you know, do right by my organization.
How much did you play inside the slot, would you say, at USC?
My last year I played a lot. Traditionally, my first 2 years I played outside. I was an X and a Z. My last year we kind of went into more of an up-tempo, no-huddle offense with Steve Sarkisian.
Yeah.
And what we did is kind of almost what most of the Pac-12 teams do nowadays, a lot like what Coach Kelly does here.
Why were you more suited for the slot when you went to no huddle up tempo?
It's easier. It's easier to move around. It's easier to get your most developed player, you know, in positions to give him the ball.
So you had to know everything.
Conceptually, you had to have understanding what was going on. You had to also put yourself in a position to be successful. So you start inside, you know, now you have a concept where you need to be the X receiver. You can go over to the left side and tell the X, you know, you run this in the slot and put yourself in a position to play outside.
Do you have a preference, or do you feel like you're better at one or the other?
In college, I kind of wanted to go wherever the ball was going to go.
Yeah. You've been compared a lot to Jeremy Maclin. Have you followed his career and how he played? Do you get a chance to watch him a lot here?
I have kind of an understanding of the kind of player he was. He definitely had a great career here, and I'm aware of, you know, the things he does. You know, I think we're two different people because, you know, I have not played in the NFL yet. He's already proven himself. I'm here to just develop and then get an opportunity to play the game.
I understand you're friends with Jabari Parker. Is that true?
No.
No?
No.
So, I can't believe everything. When you weighed in today, how much did you weigh? And do you know if they want to add any weight to you? And how much can you put on that frame of yours?
I think I can put a good amount of weight on. But today, you know, I weighed a little bit better because I kind of was sick about 3 days ago, so I lost a bit of weight.
How much do you think you could max out then? You say a little bit more.
You know, that's why we got sports science people here that know those questions. We'll find out.
Have you actually got a chance to look at the playbook? Have they given you a lot?
Yeah, we're just trying to learn more.
How unique is that? I mean, cause you said some of what you did at USC was comparable, but looking at what you've gotten so far, is it
special? You know, it's about getting the guys the ball in space and also getting guys to not have to think so much so they can play faster.
When you look at this young receiving core here, you know, with you and Jordan and Josh, I mean, this could be a dynamic receiving group for a long time. Do you look at this group and say, wow, we might be able to do something special here?
I think we're going to do something special here because of people that are already here. I mean, it starts with the coaches and then the players like you just named. Those guys love the game of football just as much as I do. And I think we're all going to push each other. We're going to try to get better.
You ran a real fast 40, obviously. But in USC, you count ton of passes. Your yards per catch were right on 12 or something like that your senior year. Is that what they needed out of you? Did they need you to be more of that guy kind of underneath? I know you did catch a lot of deep balls, but do you feel like maybe that's part of your game that hasn't really been tapped into yet? The deep ball? Yeah.
I played outside early in my career, both my freshman and sophomore year. I think my yards per catch was greater than it was my junior year. I think as a junior, all I wanted to do was help us move the chains and play the game the right way. If that's what it meant for us to just walk down the field with your snag routes, your stick routes, quick slants, and those type of deals, that's what I was going to do. I mean, we don't always have to go for the whole shot every time. So I did what coaches called and, you know, wanted to be, you know, consistent.
How'd you end up at SC from camp?
They had two great receivers there before me, you know, Robert Woods and Marquise Lee. And I wanted to learn how to play the position, so I wanted to compete against those two guys.
Why USC over Oregon? Or was it down to Oregon? I know that
I looked at Oregon. I don't have the same relationship today with Coach Kelly as I did back then. I didn't know him as much. You know, he sent a guy to come recruit me. He was a great guy. But in terms of SC versus everybody else, I knew the body of work of those two wide receivers before me. especially as freshmen in the sophomore year. Robert's sophomore year was a great campaign. I thought those guys had great tools that I kind of wanted to add it to my game.
But didn't you also know the Kiffins?
Yeah, Monty Kiffin and Lane Kiffin both recruited me. You know, obviously head coach has to recruit you. But those guys did an amazing job, you know, in terms of recruitment. But you kind of got to go places, not only for coaches, but the people that you're going to go to work with.
You've talked a lot about your work ethic and you know, starting right here, right now, the playbook out there, just learning and being better each day. Where does this work ethic come from? Does it come from your parents, coming from father? Where does it kind of come from?
Many people, but it's reality. It's controllable. I mean, me telling you today that I want to grow every day as a football player and learn the offense and you learn how professionals, you know, prepare. Those are controllable things. It's not about me going out there and catching 10 passes a game, you know, because those things I really can't control. So how I live is about the easy aspects of life.
Last couple for Nelson, guys. Really,
there's obviously a lot more distraction with money and everything. Does the team talk to you about, you know, ways of staying out of trouble and just making sure you're, you know, not misguided?
We all know that the position that a lot of us are in right now, there's been studies after studies about this. You know, you got 30 for 30s about it. You got everybody wants to give you advice. For me, it's about, you know, staying in the framework of the things I already know. I know how to be a good person. I know how to play the game of football. Worry about that. You know, I got a couple of dollars in my pocket. Hopefully I let it grow. I'm not worried about spending money. I'm worried about playing the game first.
How did you feel like you did against press man defense in college?
I thought I had a game plan every time I lined up, and I was trying to get open.
What was your game plan against a good man press corner?
You know, play to his technique. Whatever he's going to do, try to counter it. That's what it is. It's like a game of chess. He's going to do something, you got to do something. And you got to eventually get open.
Against Utah, what do you recall about
Rook? I can tell you better about today. You know, we went at it today. I think he's a great player, very smart, good feet for his size. And, you know, I thought to have that on film, or what we just did today, is great for me. Because there are a lot of great corners in this league with the same similar body. So he just helped me get better today.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
What's going on, man? Y'all doing all right?
All right, guys, we'll take questions for Jordan.
What were your expectations coming into this building and after a couple of days of playing one practice? You know, how has that mattered maybe?
Yeah. Coming into it, I knew that this place demanded excellence. You know, and just being here throughout my visits, throughout, you know, meetings with the coaches, the personnel people, you know, it's pretty evident, you know, being here 2 days, it's very evident that this place holds a high, very, very high standard.
What do you know now about what they want out of their inside linebackers in this 3-4 scheme? Have you been able to pick up on some of that yet?
Yeah, I mean, we're still in the extremely beginning stages of learning the defense. I mean, we've put in 3 defenses. You know, it's very, very simple at this point. They want you to be fast, be physical, and understand. You know, they want you to be leaders out there on the field. And, you know, that's what they expect.
You talked last week about how excited you were to get to work. What has it been like to now have gotten?
Oh, this is what, you know, you've been waiting for this for your entire life. And through this whole process, you know, it's been about drills and, you know, 40 and a shuttle. You know, it hasn't been about football. So to get out there to be able to play, you know, the sport that we all love, you know, you just have fun. You know, it's fun to play this sport, and that's why we all do it.
The injuries that you had earlier in your college career kind of impact your mindset going forward?
Huge.
Is it hard to
huge.
Always not have that in the back of your mind?
No. I don't think about my injuries not one bit. For me, it's changed my mindset and the fact that it's prepared me for life. You know, you realize that in one play, everything could be gone. You know, so you don't take this for granted. You know, you enjoy these moments that you get, and but you prepare yourself for when that time does come, because you never know when it does.
You've been called a coach on the field a lot by a lot of people. What does that term mean to you, and why do you think people say it?
You know, I just it's been instilled in me since the beginning. My coaches, you know, being a linebacker, that's what being a linebacker is. You have to be the quarterback on the field. and you've got to study more. You've got to know where the coverage is going. You got to know where the line's supposed to be, and if it's not right, you got to get it right. So for me, I try to be as much of a leader as I can, and whether that means being vocal on the field, that's just who I am.
Jordan, you said the Eagles paid more attention to you in the pre-draft process than most teams.
Yep.
What was your impression after all those meetings of the Eagles about how they do things and the questions they asked you?
Yeah.
Compared to other teams that you might have
seen? Yeah. Question-wise, it was pretty similar. You get somebody inviting you in a lot and wanting to meet with you a lot, it kind of raises questions in your mind, like, are they, did I answer something wrong? Or what, you know what I'm saying? It worked out for the best.
Is there anything that stood out about just this team compared to yours?
The way, everything here has a purpose, and you could really see it. Going through this entire process, people were telling me, former teammates that are in the league right now, were telling me, it's the team that doesn't talk to you that's going to draft you. Everybody said, this place is different. They want to know who you are before they get you. They want to, do their investigation and understand what you're about as a person, both on the field and off the field.
What was Chip like specifically? Was he friendly? Was he intimidating?
No, he was friendly. He was friendly. I didn't meet with him as much. Personally, it was more Coach Minner. Coach Minner came out to my pro day. Coach Minner, I had meetings with him upstairs, but when I was in interaction with him, he was very, very cool.
Did they make you aware of, if you're to become an Eagle, some of the things that they do here is different, whether in the sports science program, the training, or the practice regimen?
Absolutely. Did you know everything you're getting into? Yeah, absolutely. You don't know what extent, but you understand that everything has a purpose, and they're doing everything in their power to make you a better player.
When you look at what this defense has done the last couple of years, do you think you're a guy, and so many guys drafted on the defensive end can come in here, and you guys can make an immediate impact here in Philadelphia?
For me, it's it's about getting better. Let's be real. What he just said, it's all about getting better. I've got a great opportunity to learn from some vets who are established in this league. People who have played, for 2, 3, 4, 5, plus years, and who are very established. And just having the ability to do that and learn from these guys and be in a room like that is, because you don't get to see that very often.
At the combine, I think they had you at 236 pounds. Mm-hmm. Where are you now, and ideally, where would you like to play?
I'm exactly the same, 236 pounds. Obviously, I want to cut down on some fat, body fat, and lean up. I haven't talked to them yet about where they want me. It's usually about right, though, 235, 236. So, my focus right now is about leaning down.
So this is a 6'1", 236 is kind of the ideal size for you?
Yeah, you got to ask the sports science guys. They have a plan. Like I said, they have a plan for everything. So I'm not sure 100%.
How did playing the spread offenses in the Big 12 help prepare you from a coverage standpoint?
Right. Right. And, it's definitely helped me. You got to learn, how to play man. You got to learn how to play zone, match up. You learn a lot of different concepts to beat those high-powered offenses. Because that's what they are, they're trying to put up as many points as possible in that conference. So it's really helped me a lot, learning conceptually and understanding what offenses are trying to do to you.
Was there one spread offense that you went against that really kind of you thought was better than the other?
Hold on, repeat that question. I'm sorry.
One team that ran a spread really stick out to you that was really tough to stick with? Or?
I mean, you got guys like West Virginia, you got guys like Texas Tech who will never get in eye backs or anything, two back sets. You're going each week Baylor, you're going against teams that are in the spread and that are, decide, running the quarterback decide. And, you become accustomed to that, and I think it's helped.
Do you think you're better against the run or the pass?
Yeah, obviously I think I'm an athletic linebacker. A lot of people say I'm better against the pass, but I do think I have – a lot of good qualities going against the run. I think I can dissect a play pretty quickly and understand where I'm supposed to fit. That's what a linebacker's about, knowing where to fit, being in your gap and striking. So obviously I have things to work on, but for me, I try to, I'm trying to get better, but I pride myself in both.
Even though you're a pro now, how much in a way does this feel like the first few days of college again, learning playbooks, learning new teammates, learning
yep.
where to go?
Yeah. It's a new situation. You don't know what to expect. You know, you got a lot of anticipation coming in here. You're jitters. You're anxious. You know, you don't know what it's going to be like. And it's exactly the same as college, except on a completely different level. You know, you didn't have this at the University of Texas day one. You know what I'm saying? So it's a completely different level. You know, it's your dream. It's what we've all been working for all these years.
Did the coaching changes and scheme changes at Texas, do you think that's going to help you over these next few months digest the
university? Yeah, absolutely. I have 4 and 5 years. You know, I've learned so many different techniques, so many different schemes. You know, I've been a man, zone, you know, and everything you could think of, I've probably done it. But to some extent, you know, it's obviously here, it's the terminology is different, and you try to find the concepts that carry over. But absolutely, it's going to help. Absolutely.
Of those coordinators, which is most comparable to what you'll do here in Philly?
I was in Coach Muschamp's for 1 year.
That was freshman year?
Freshman year. True 3-4. You know, he was two-gap linebackers. And this past year, you know, obviously, I was a freshman. I mean, I was young. Everything was going quick. But this past year, being in pretty multiple and understanding what it truly means to be a linebacker in a defense like this. So I'd say this past year. Mm-hmm.
Take a couple more for Jordan.
What's the organization done to get you ready to be an NFL player? Both, not so much even on the field, but off. What you standards you have to live to, and the way you have to, you know, maintain yourself.
Right. Well, obviously, you know, this organization is built up with guys who are highly respected around the city, around, you know, the country, you know, and in the locker room, off the field, you know, it's that's what you got to live up to. You know, they don't bring guys around here that are, going to be nuisances. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, being able to acclimate to that culture, and you know, it's being a good person. You know, it's just who you are. If you wouldn't be here if you weren't that type of person.
Thanks, guys.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jordan.
Corey, I know we asked you about this last week, but running the 40 at your pro day, if you had that to do over again, would you do it the same way or would you set it out?
I would do it the same way, especially if I was still injured at the time, obviously. I don't regret any decision I made up to this point, so I would definitely do it the same way and stick with what I did. I probably wouldn't even ran at my pro day.
Oh, you wouldn't have ran?
Probably, most likely.
Is this at all motivational for you that you did run? It was slower than expected, and you become a sixth-round pick. I mean, did you kind of use that as motivation? Prove people wrong?
I definitely use the round I got picked in as motivation. But like I said from the beginning, that never really mattered to me. I just want the opportunity. But to be labeled as maybe a slower corner, I know that's not me, especially when you watch tape and, you know, playing in the Big 12 Conference. There weren't too many times that I got a deep ball completed on me, so that definitely does motivate me going forward to show that ain't the type of player that I am. Or 4-6, it's not me.
On the call last week, you said the hamstring was torn. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling now, and how far away are you from being completely healthy?
I'm good now. Yeah, today was actually the first day that I just went all out, and I felt fine out there. Obviously, there's a little discomfort still, but I mean, as far as being 100%, I think I'm pretty close, and I should be fine, especially around camp time when it comes around.
Who are some of the toughest receivers you faced in college?
When I first made the switch, sophomore year, definitely had to be Kenny Stills. That was my first start, so Kenny Stills, had to go against Stedman Bailey, and then also going into junior, senior year, Tyler Lockett, Jameson Crowder.
Did you ever have talks with Charlie Weiss about what the NFL is like? And did he give you any tips as to what to expect if you did get to this level?
Not too many. I never really talked too much about what the NFL was like. I knew that was something I wanted to do, but I'm all about living day by day. So, I mean, yeah, I wanted to do it. I had an idea that I'd probably get the opportunity, but at the time I was worried about college, helping the Jayhawks out, Kansas, University of Kansas, and then also graduating.
Kansas won 7 games the last 3 years, Ja'Cory. How tough was that for you?
Tough. It was very tough, especially going in. Nobody wants to lose. But I think that's why I play with such a big chip on my shoulder.
because I did everything I could, regardless of what was asking me, to put us in a position to win. And I'm going to continue to do that going forward. And losing is something I'm tired of doing. I want to win. And I'm glad that I got the opportunity to come to an organization like this because they want to win as well. And I'm going to do what I can to help.
A situation like that, is it tough to not, for some guys not to quit? I mean, to they get frustrated? I mean, does it happen with players?
It's definitely tough. Not for me. It's tough for guys, other guys. But me, I'm a competitor. I don't like to lose. So, yeah, if we lose the overall game, but I'm not going to lose against the guy that's lined up against me. And regardless, that's how I play. I mean, I don't care what the score is. I don't care if I'm going against a first string or a fourth string because the scores ran up on us. The guy across from me is not going to beat me, and that's how I play. I represent me. I represent my name on my back, and I represent the University of Kansas. So that's just how I've always been in life. So it really didn't matter to me if we lost one or we was losing by 40 or losing by 7.
Now, who recruited you, Gil or Charlie?
Coach Gil. It was Coach Gil. I was with his recruiting class. Darrell Wyatt started recruiting me, and then – he left, went to Texas, then Coach Beatty came in and finished it off.
Is your game speed different than testing speed, straight line speed?
As far as like running?
Like the speed you have in games, is that a different skill than running 40?
Yeah, I definitely believe so. But I think that speaks for itself. That's why guys go off and get training for it, yeah. Training for the 40. But me, I feel like my game speed and my straight line speed is pretty much the same. Now, people don't know because of what I ran, but, I mean, you'll get a chance to see.
How much press man did you play?
That's all we did. That's all we did at University of Kansas.
The Eagles drafted three defensive backs. They could all play corner or whatever. And they have obviously some good players here. What kind of competition did you have initially when you went to college, and how do you feel about, you know, facing that type of competition here?
Going in, it was competition right off the back for me because, you know, I made the switch. Going to sophomore year, never played corner before, so off rip, it was competition for me, and I knew it was going to be a challenge, but I'm actually a guy who I like challenges. I don't like nothing that's easy. I never had anything handed to me. I always had to earn it and improve myself. So going into a situation where I got competition here as well, I think that benefits me because you actually get the best out of me when I do have competition. If I know I don't have a competition, then sometimes I do 10 to lax. So going into it knowing I got competition, you're going to get everything.
In practice today, were you purely corner, or are you learning safety as well?
Today it was mainly corner, but, you know, I learned the whole defense, and, you know, Coach Corey talked to us about possibly, you know, doing safety and nickel. So, I mean, I played corner today. Tomorrow could be different. Who knows? I just try to learn the whole defense and just do it what they ask.
Does your wide receiver background help you at corner?
Definitely. That definitely helped me, especially make the transition as quick as I did, especially playing the deep ball. Knowing how to find the ball when it's in the air and just reading routes, reading stems coming off. And that's one of the reasons why I do like the press, because when I'm up there at press, once I turn it open, I kind of feel like I can turn it back into the receiver and can find the ball.
Anything stand out first day or two that maybe you didn't expect when you first got here? Or you have an idea of what this might be like? But
I had an idea. I had an idea of kind of what it was like. This is one of the places where I took my official. So I kind of had an idea what it would be like. Nothing unexpected. But as far as working with Coach Corey, you could tell he's real big on technique. And that's something that I need as far as being kind of a raw corner, someone who can teach me those technique things. I learned a lot, obviously, from my college coach, Dave Campo. But now it's, you know, learning new things, learning how to do it the Eagle way.
In that vein on technique, when you're lined up, you know, in press against a receiver, who a blazer, 4-2, 4-3, are you still trying to get your hands on him as much as you can, or do you?
Yeah, most definitely. I don't care what he run. He can run a 4-1 for all I care. I mean, I trust my speed, and I mean, you can't run if you can't move. So if I get my hands on him, he can't go nowhere. Or if I get my hands on him, that's going to disrupt his speed. So that 4-2 go to a 4-4, 4-3. So, I mean, I don't care what he is, what he run. I'm getting up there, and I'm challenging him.
Is that your approach in your first day in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, that's my approach.
Sean Jackson across there?
That's my approach. I mean, you can't play corner if you don't have that approach. I obviously wouldn't be in this position if I, you know, didn't attack things that way. I mean, like I said, I trust my speed, and I'm going to rely on my technique to go against guys like that I know are just blazing fast. That's when my technique comes into play.
Can you already tell that the emphasis here is on winning within those first 5 yards and disrupting the wide receiver's time?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Coach Corey, he real big on winning press. That's basically his motto, winning press. And, I mean, like you said, talent
You know, if you got that technique, it's gonna beat that talent, you know, regardless of how good that talent is. So, I mean, with my technique, that would be the way I went impressed within those five yards.
So you think you would have made it to the NFL if you stayed a receiver?
I do. That's just me being confident in myself. I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that I wouldn't, even if I knew I had no shot. I mean, I felt like I was a good receiver, and you know, I mean, things happen, and you know, I go with the flow.
They do play some off coverage here too. Do you have experience with that? I mean, will that be an adjustment?
That's gonna be an adjustment. Not that I can't. It's just that I didn't play much. Mm-hmm. That's just the way we scheme things at the University of Kansas. We had two good corners that they know they can play on the island, so that's what we did. But playing off is something that I'm going to have to get used to, and I would actually like to get used to, because I feel like with my receiver background, it'll kind of help me as far as reading the steps of the quarterback and getting my eyes to the receiver.
How did you react to the switch when they approached you initially? I mean, was there any reluctance?
Yeah, definitely. At first, I wasn't too big on it, but you know, after thinking about it and seeing that that's what the team needed and would be best in the team, you know, I took it upon myself to go and make that switch. I didn't redshirt freshman year, so I knew if it didn't work out, then I could always go back to receiver.
Thanks, Gus.
Thanks, Jacoby.
Thanks, Jacoby. Appreciate
it. Are you today? It was corner, safety, both, nickel. What are they doing?
Today I was at corner, but just like Corey said, I mean, I can be at safety tomorrow, nickel tomorrow. I mean, doesn't know. So, you know, I took it upon myself. I mean, and Coach Corey, he pushes us to know the whole defense. So we all know, like, what's happening on the back end. I can be the backside corner, but I got to know what's happening on the safety on the backside. So.
This was a day I'm sure you look forward to for a long time. What was it like to actually be out there and look, be wearing Eagles colors?
I mean, it felt great. It felt great to, you know, smell the grass again, the heat, hear the whistles going, you know, the music playing. I mean, it really great to be back on the field instead of training for 40s and shuttles and, you know, all that stuff. So being back on the field really brought my competitive spirit back.
You know, this is a group here with these draft picks that you guys could make an immediate impact. You know, last year guys weren't expected to, but, you know, with you and Nelson, could be starters in week one here. Do you have to take that approach that I have to do everything I can to make sure I'm in position to be a starter?
I take the approach is, you know, I want to better myself. I can't say, like, you know, I'm going to be a starter week one. I mean, that's definitely in the NFL, that's not how it works. You know, you got to earn your spot, you got to earn the respect. So, you know, just like a freshman coming in college, you know, you got to learn from the people ahead of you. I mean, that's the approach I'm going to take, you know, when we get to you know, meet with the vets and everything Monday. But as for right now, you know, I just want to better myself, you know, have the mentality of, you know, just compete. I mean, if you compete, everything will fall in place.
Did you cover Nelson one-on-one ever in your college career?
No. The game that we played him, I was actually moved back to safety. So I didn't get a chance to cover him in college.
But you got a pretty good look at him. What do you remember thinking?
Man, he's shifty. I mean, he's explosive, shifty. You know, I mean, you better break down when you come up to him because you're not going to dive at him, expect to get him. So he's a real explosive player.
Were you guys lined up against him today at all? Like he was saying that, you know, he made you better, or you made him better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had a lot of reps against him, man press, too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, a couple routes he got me and a couple breaks I got him. I mean, that just competing, you know, we both got better today.
Do you like that? I mean, is this a nice little theme for the summer? I mean, you probably will be on similar teams and matched up against each other a lot. And you're both the first and second round pick here. So you kind of look forward to that kind of competition against him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I see him as a, you know, NFL pro type receiver. So not knocking down any other receiver because I was really mainly against him today. So really going against him really gives me, I guess, like a little taste of, you know, what to expect from other teams.
Did he get you guys over the top at all, you know, when you played Utah, when SC played Utah? Do you remember?
No. He didn't get it, like, over the top ball. I mean, he caught a couple deep balls, but they weren't, like, behind me. But, I mean, I remember a couple deep balls he caught.
The Eagles are really strong.
No, my fault.
The Eagles have really struggled, especially against the pass on defense the last few years. You feel like with the additions, with the draft picks and some of the additions in this offseason, that
you're one of the guys that can help make that a lot better?
I mean, I do feel like that, you know. I mean, they brought me in to help the pass defense, but not just me, you know. Along, they brought Ja'Cory, they brought Evans, they brought, you know, Coach Unlin. You know, he's new to the program, too. I feel like, you know, with a mix of all of us and, you know, Byron Maxwell and a couple of old vets here, I mean, I feel like we can all make a difference in the pass defense this year.
In the past few years, this organization's had a hard time drafting corners, drafting safeties. Chip has said that. Are you aware of that history, and does that come with any type of pressure being a second-round pick?
Actually, I really wasn't aware of that history. I really don't, you know, feel that pressure of, you know, being, like, you're the guy, you got to make plays. I mean, I feel like if I just, you know, stay competing, stay working on my technique, my craft, I mean, it'll all fall in place.
So in the week that you've been drafted, you've been 7 days, what have you talked to people about this city, about the football fans, about just playing in Philadelphia? Have you heard anything specific from anybody?
Oh, you're asking me if I heard any...
Yeah, I'm sure you talked to a lot of people about your new home playing here. What have you heard about Philly?
Really, people I talked to, I mean, didn't really have any connection with Philadelphia. I mean... Kind of my family, you know, first we go is Midwest, so really it's really my first time on the East Coast and really any connection to the East Coast. But, you know, coming here on Saturday, I mean, I felt, you know, a great welcome from the fans. I mean, I see the fans supporting it. It's crazy here.
When you made that transition from safety, you know, and wanting to play cornerback, you know, were you surprised at how well you played it, and does that bode well for you trying to find a position with this team, whether it's with safety position or playing cornerback?
Making that transition, I wasn't as surprised of how well I did. I was surprised of the progress I made within 1 year of playing cornerback, you know, starting from, I think it was the second half of spring ball to the end of the season. I was, you know, pretty proud of, you know, the way I progressed each and every week at corner. You know, I was feeling more comfortable. You know, game really started to slow down, so I was really proud of that.
I know you do a lot of man press at Utah. Is it?
Oh yeah, I mean.
Do you guys do any zone though, or off coverage?
I mean, we only play off coverage as a pass situation, but probably like 95% of the time it's press.
Of the teams that were interested in you, did you know of the opportunity here that the Eagles have somewhat of an opening at one cornerback spot, somewhat of an opening at one safety spot?
I really wasn't aware of, like, that opportunity. Going through the draft process, I mean, you don't know who you're going to get picked by. I feel like I had a couple strong interests from other teams, too. So it wasn't like, all right, the Eagles depth chart, I really got a chance to play because they don't have nobody. I mean, I was not focused on that. I was just really just wanting to get picked, go somewhere.
I think you were saying on NFL Network last week that when you first met Chip, I don't know if it was Senior Bowl or another meeting, that he was kind of intimidating during that meeting. Take me back there and what that was like.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, walked into the room and there's about seven people. And I remember seeing Chip Kelly. And when they were really asking me questions, he would just lean back in his chair, just writing down everything I said. And I was like, man, what is he writing? Am I saying something wrong? I mean, he didn't even like budge a smile at me. I tried to crack a joke, it's nothing. I was like, man, this guy's tough. Like, I mean, that was my first impression of him.
Was that the Senior Bowl?
Yeah, the Senior Bowl.
And then what was it like when you came here and first saw him in the building after you got drafted? Was he different reaction?
Oh, yeah, he was excited, you know, happy, cracking smile, joking with me. I was like, yeah, that's a totally different guy, you know, than I first met. But, I mean, it was a pretty cool experience, though.
What was the joke you cracked?
What was the joke you cracked?
Oh, I can't remember. That was a long time ago.
Did you feel like he was trying to see what you were made of, or do you think he was really taking such
notes? I don't know if it was intentional or – actually, I don't know what it was about. I thought it was just him.
You were brought in for a pre-draft visit, though, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you had some experience with meeting him here.
It was quick because when I came in, the Eagles had a community service with building a playground up north. So I met him for like breakfast for like 10 minutes, and he had to go to – I don't know where they went actually.
Yeah.
But I know they were building a playground, but so he had to go.
So who would you spend the bulk of your time with here then if he wasn't here?
I was with Crowley and really – Yeah, I was with Coach Unlin for a little bit. Had lunch with him, but then, you know, he had to go too, and Coach Harp. But, yeah, I guess I spend the bulk of my time with Coach Unlin.
If somehow you get to play at the safety position and whatnot, do you think that years playing cornerback has made you a better cover guy, especially having the possibility to go up against tight ends and people like that playing the slot?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, having a year of coverage on the outside against, you know, shifty receivers, speedy receivers, I mean, I feel like, in the senior bowl, I had to cover tight ends. I feel like, man, it was a lot slower for me, like, because I'm so used to seeing a whole bunch of moves coming at me and, you know, explosive receivers. And when it comes to tight end, it's more, you know, try to push you around. And I feel like I'm pretty good with that.
Are you expecting them to say, play corner, play safety, or do you think you'll juggle between positions this year?
I'm kind of expecting them to tell me, you know, play X, play corner, play safety. It would make it easy for me so I can, you know, focus on corner things to focus on rather than safety. But if it happens a time in the season where they need me, like, hey, we need to play safety, you know, my mindset will change. But it would be nice, you know, if they did tell me that.
Last couple for Eric, guys.
Is confidence is such a big part of your position. You're a rookie. I mean, are you equipped to deal with growing pains and be able to kind of endure through them?
Yeah. I mean, I went through those growing pains when I made the transition. I mean, it was tough, but, I mean, I got through them. But I know about the growing pains as a rookie, especially as the season goes on. So, I mean, I'm well equipped for that, too.
Were most teams that were interested in you looking at you at corner or more than looking at you at safety?
I'd say about 90% were at corner and some were at safety.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, guys.